The issue has been prompted by a 2016 review by staff of the U.S. Forest Service's Washington office that noted timber companies were focusing on the more valuable trees. According to that review, that practice resulted in millions of dollars of lost value from the contracts for the Tonka sale on Kuprinoff Island near Petersburg and the Big Thorn sale on Prince of Wales Island. The sales are what are called integrated resource contracts, meaning that money would have been kept on the Tongass to pay for stream restoration and culvert repair and other stewardship work. Becky Knight has been among the local residents asking the Assembly to pass such a resolution, seeking answers.
I respectfully ask that you unanimously support the resolution. To vote otherwise would send a clear message that not only is the timber industry a sacred cow, but there are no budgetary issues facing our community, and we are willing to allow millions of dollars to evaporate while suffering the economic and ecological cost with no apparent concern.
The Assembly discussed a draft resolution in April but didn't end up voting on it. And in May, a shorthanded Assembly voted down sending a letter to Forest Service officials seeking some of the same answers. The timber sale problems were highlighted by the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, a nationwide watchdog group based in Silver Spring, Maryland. PEER published the 2016 Forest Service review of the sales and sued the agency for documents relating to Tongass timber sale administration and appraisal. PEER says it's received thousands of pages of Forest Service documents and communications, but says it has not yet seen evidence of change in sale oversight. Forest Service has said it is implementing a plan to address the Washington office review findings. Assembly member and retired Forest Service employee Bob Lynn was against the resolution and said he understood the agency was already following up on the problems.
We need to look at going forward. You know, yeah, there's corrective items here, and yeah, it needs to be fixed. And I don't disagree with that. But to go back and to ask for another audit when there's already one going ongoing and one that's supposed to come to conclusion, I don't think is correct, because all that does is just jam things up, really. From a borough standpoint, I think we need to look at it from a positive way. And the positive way would be to write a letter asking, first of all, if we wanted to, maybe the Chief of the Forest Service or the Secretary of Agriculture to give us an update on what is going on and when we can expect some results.
It was Lynn's first meeting back on the Assembly. He was off for a year and not part of the vote back in May against sending such a letter. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci asked for the resolution to be back on the agenda at this time.
This resolution has been before us for quite a while, or like probably a year. We had an Assembly member here who was worked for the Forest Service, and this resolution was going to cause him some uncomfort at work. And I didn't want that to happen. I respected him too much to kind of jam it down his throat and make him vote on it. And now we have an opportunity to kind of move this thing forward. If somebody would like to submit a letter to the Forest Service, we can certainly do that. But this has been out there for a while. It can't hurt to ask.
Current Forest Service employee Eric Castro didn't run for re-election this year and is no longer on the Assembly. Still, the votes weren't there to pass the resolution this time around. Only Mucci and J. Stanton Greger supported it. It failed by a 2-4 vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.